Dinley will get 120 days of severance pay. That amounts to roughly $56,000. It's in line with the terms of his contract, which says if the assembly terminates Dinley's employment, he's entitled to the severance. While Dinley technically resigned, Mayor Mim McConnell says it was a mutual decision.
His attorney and our attorney negotiated his resignation.
The end of Dinley's employment with the city comes after an unfavorable annual review last week. It also follows a 2-week suspension imposed on him after the assembly investigated a complaint filed by a city employee. Details about that complaint have not been made public, except that they involved inappropriate comments Dinley apparently made. But McConnell says the decision to part ways with Dinley is unrelated to that incident.
It's unfortunate that those two events happened so closely on the calendar, and that was just, to me, that's just a coincidence. I mean, his evaluation is something that's a date that's scheduled annually and had nothing to do with the disciplinary action.
I understand that concept, but clearly, I mean, that's an event that happened in the last year that you were evaluating, so it must have factored in at some point.
I suppose it did to a certain extent, but I think that there were feelings already there.
Assemblymember Tor Christensen says, from his perspective, Dinley's resignation has been coming for a very long time.
There's been some people who have not been real happy with his administration and things he's done in his administration, and the number of voices has been increasing over a number of years.
Evaluations of the municipal administrator have taken place in executive session. So exactly what specific issues the assembly as a whole might have had with Dinley remain, for now, confidential. Dinley declined to comment as he left last night's meeting. He said at least until he signs his severance agreement. Christensen said he didn't want to speak for the whole assembly, but for him, management style was the biggest issue.
In terms of nuts and bolts, the way the city is run, Jim has always been very good on making sure that all the numbers crunch and everything sets up good. So there's no issues there. But with interpersonal relations and between the city and other entities in town, our relationship could be a lot better.
Sitka has a chain of succession in place for who runs day-to-day operations in the absence of the administrator. The duties, for now, fall to Public Works Director Michael Harmon. In his absence, it is Finance Director Jay Sweeney, and in his absence, it's Utility Director Chris Bruton. McConnell says it's possible the city could hire an interim administrator, but that they also wanted to consult with Harmon first.
We'll also be talking with our HR Director, the Human Resources Director, Mark Danielson, and get the ball rolling on finding a replacement for our administrator.
And one more thing. Dinley's resignation comes right as the city is beginning its budget process, which the administrator usually shepherds the assembly through. McConnell said she's not worried about dealing with the budget in Dinley's absence.
All three of the gentlemen that would be possibly stepping in as acting administrator are all capable people that have a pretty good idea of what's going on in the city. And I think it's going to go fine.
For all the turbulence Jim Dinley faced in his final weeks with the city, he also had some support. Former Mayor Cheryl Westover came to his defense at Tuesday's regular assembly meeting, saying he's put the city in much better shape and has built a strong staff in City Hall. And right before they voted to accept his resignation, assembly members took turns praising his work over the last 5 years.
I just wanted to say that I respect you as an individual. I trust you, and I recognize your integrity.
Yeah,
so thank you.
I would just like to also publicly thank you, Jim, for all you've done for me.
Things change, we move on, but I appreciate the work you've done.
You did the job that needed to be done when you first came in here, and you did it very well. We got all these projects
going. The last few months have been hard for everybody, and especially for you, I'm sure, but that's just how life works sometimes. But I do
accept that.
I do appreciate the good work that you've done, and I think that Sitka needs to recognize it.
Although the city has outlined Dinley's severance pay, his actual severance agreement is not yet public. It will be released to reporters after he signs it. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.